America!
The international community has pledged tens of millions of dollars, but much more will be needed to set Pakistan on track. Citizens have remained just as active in collecting funds and relief goods. In unaffected areas, Pakistanis have even started organizing their own relief campaigns.
People have been made homeless, they've lost their livelihoods, they've lost their food stuff, and especially as you know that this is the onset of Ramadan in Pakistan, and we really want to make sure that these people have at least something to eat, because at this time they have no homes, all the supply routes have been disrupted. So first priority here is, just like everybody else, we are trying to make sure that the food stuff reaches these people.
The journey to Nowshera, the worst hit city in northern province, takes 4 hours. On arrival, mobs of desperate people can be seen.
I swear on God's name that besides these 2 bags of wheat, I have not received anything else in the past 10 days. And even from this 1 bag, I will give to someone else, and 1 I will take home.
The local mosque, which is undergoing renovation, was due to be ready before Ramadan. Ordinarily, locals would have gone to the mosque for meals during the holy month. Not this year. Locals walk down the rubble-littered alley that leads to their destroyed houses. As Ramadan, a month that challenges both spiritual and physical endurance, makes its way, for locals it will be one more test in many. For Express 24/7, this is Umar Majid Ali.